Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. I am actually pre-recording this because I am going to be at the men's conference and not have a chance to record a podcast. And so usually I record from Monday to Saturday. So, I'm pre-recording this and I'm letting this guy go. You're good. No one's coming. I'm waiting for him and he's going very slowly. And, I'm sorry. So anyway, that happened, but I'm pre-recording it. I'm leaving soon for the trip and I'm excited to teach. It's, Fight the Good Fight of Faith basically is the theme. And we, all of the pastors have different, portions that they're teaching. Mine is Pursuing Righteousness and Godliness from, Colossians chapter 3, talking about putting off the old man, putting on the new man, which is a one-time permanent thing. And then renewing the spirit. Is, in other words, renewing, it's a continual renewal. It's a continual process of sanctification. So I get to talk about that. But I'm excited about it, honestly. I love teaching the word. I love talking about the word. I love it all. So excited about that. But anyway, as the disciples were sent out, one of the things that Jesus told them, and the whole scripture is in the description here if you want to read the portion in Matthew. But one of the things Jesus told them was, be wise as serpents, gentle as doves. Let me just read it to you. He says, behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to the courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. So in other words, don't be ignorant. As you're going out, don't be ignorant as if there's no enemies, as if there's no one that is going to come against you. You know, as we are standing up for the faith and as we're taking it out on our journey through this life and sharing it and giving it out, there's going to be opposition. There's going to be people who think we're dumb. There's going to be people who think, well, it's ridiculous and what's wrong with you? There's going to be, now they're not going to flog you in the synagogues. I mean, back in this culture in this time, it was a little more intense, kind of like it is in a lot of other countries in a modern day age. But beware, be wise as serpents. Watch and pray, look around, discern, have discernment. And discernment doesn't come from a clever mind. It comes from the Lord to his children. God is the one who gives us that discernment. You know, we don't want to be blind to anything that's around us that can pull us down, allure us away, or cause us to waver, or discourage our hearts or our minds to the point of inactivity. We want to be wise as serpents, and yet gentle as doves. In other words, these disciples weren't to, harshly and angrily go around, go to these houses and yell them into the kingdom. Like, that doesn't work. That's not going to work. Be gentle as doves. You know, my pastor used to always say, and I'll never forget it, and I know it's been said throughout the ages, but have tough skin and a soft heart. In other words, those things that would possibly offend, let them hit you and fall off. Fall to the ground. But also have a soft heart for those who are difficult, for those also who need help, for those who need to know the love of the Lord, who need to know the gospel. It's a balance. But beware and be aware as you're going out on this journey for the Lord, because when you truly are sold out for the Lord and ready just to do whatever he wants you to do, you know, what happens is there's opposition, there's pushback, there's spiritual warfare. And so since there is spiritual warfare, we must be prepared, we must be ready. We must be wise to be able to discern, this is not from the Lord. This is from the enemy. So we know God's voice, right? We know his leading, and we know he's given us the wisdom to discern and to know this is not from him or this is from him. And then we act and live and react accordingly, right? And so I don't know. I think it's important in a lot of ways to heed the words of Jesus. The disciples were too, as they were out on their journey, and we are too as well. Wisdom, the source of wisdom, the fountainhead of wisdom, is the Lord. And so he's the one we seek. He's the one we look to as we're journeying through this life on the path that God is paving for us. And it's such a blessing. It's such a privilege. But watch and pray. Keep your eyes open, right? Make sure you're praying for discernment from situation to situation, from house to house as the disciples are traveling. And again, like we looked at last episode, we're not in this alone. We have the Lord, yes, 100%. But we also have one another, right? And so we move as one, as a church body, to get God's will done and further his kingdom. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing rest of your weekend and church on Sunday. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Love you guys. Praying for you guys. Talk to you soon.